A Testimony of the Truth, Elder Joseph Fielding Smith. Joseph Fielding Smith, Conference Report, October 1949, pages 87-90. Many centuries ago, before the birth of our Lord, a prophet who was filled with the Spirit of the Lord and a desire that the gospel truths should be carried to all men, in his righteous zeal gave utterance to the following words: "Oh, that I were an angel, and could of the wish of mine heart, that I might go forth and speak with the trump of God, with a voice to shake the earth, and cry repentance unto every people, yea, I would declare unto every soul, as with a voice of thunder, repentance and the plan of redemption, that they should repent and come unto our God, that there might not be more sorrow upon all the face of the earth." Then on his reflection he reached the conclusion that he was asking for too much, that perhaps he was sinning in his wish to be like an angel, with a voice of thunder, to reach the ends of the earth. But if Alma were here today, I know he would be very grateful for the facilities and the opportunities that we have to reach the peoples, not only who are assembled but also scattered abroad. Wish to reach people. I feel much like Alma this afternoon. I do not desire to speak like an angel, nor do I desire to shake the earth. But his desire was righteous in having the wish to reach people. I have that same wish, and I am grateful for the opportunities that present themselves, not only to reach the members of the church here assembled and who may be listening in, but I hope also that there are multitudes of those who are not members of the church who are listening to the counsels and the instructions which are being given in this conference, not only for the benefit of the Latter-day Saints, but also for the peoples of all the earth. After making the statement that he asked for too much, he added these words: "I ought not to harrow up in my desires the firm decree of a just God, for I know that he granteth unto men according to their desire, whether it be unto death or unto life, yea, I know that he allotteth unto men according to their wills, whether they be unto salvation or unto destruction, yea, and I know that good and evil have come before all men. He that knoweth not good from evil is blameless, but he that knoweth good and evil, to him it is given according to his desires, whether he desireth good or evil, life or death, joy or remorse of conscience, free agency." President Smith in his opening remarks spoke of free agency, the great gift the Lord has bestowed upon every soul to act for himself, to make his own choice, to be an agent with the power to believe and accept the truth and receive eternal life, or to reject the truth and receive remorse of conscience. This is one of the greatest gifts of God. What would we be without it? If we were compelled, as some people would like to have their fellows compelled to do their will, there could be no salvation, there could be no rewards of righteousness, no one could be punished for unfaithfulness, because men would not be accountable before their Maker. Joseph Smith, a prophet, having made these remarks, I want to say to all those who are listening at this particular time that I have a testimony that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God, and is, for his work has not ceased, for a righteous man's work does not cease. Joseph Smith was a righteous man when he died. I know that he was called, appointed by our Father in heaven, that he received revelation and guidance from the Son of God that would be of benefit and a blessing to all men if they would receive it. Now in what I have to say, I wish to direct my remarks to those who are not members of the church. If there are any such listening, I want them to know that I believe this sincerely and absolutely. That is my faith. I think I can say safely it is my knowledge, by the gift of God, that Joseph Smith in the year 1820 did see the Father and the Son, that the Father introduced his Son, that the Son spoke to him, asked him what he wanted to know, and gave him counsel, told him what to do, with the promise that eventually other light would come in the fullness of the gospel, which was not done upon the face of the earth, would be restored. This is either true or false. To me it cannot be false. To you who sit here looking at me it cannot be false. It is just as true as it is that the sun shines. You know it, and I know it, and every soul upon the face of the earth who has a desire to know it has the privilege, for every soul that will humble himself, and in the depths of humility and faith, with a contrite spirit, go before the Lord, will receive that knowledge just as surely as he lives, so that he also may know that this story is true, truth of the Book of Mormon. I am just as firmly convinced that this Book of Mormon from which I have read is the Word of God and was revealed, as Joseph Smith declared it was revealed, as I am that I stand here looking into your faces. Every soul on the face of the earth who has intelligence enough to understand may know that truth. How can he know it? All he has to do is to follow the formula that was given by the Lord himself when he declared to the Jews that they who would do the will of his Father should know of the doctrine, whether it was of God or whether he spoke of himself. My witness to all the world is that this book is true. I have read it many, many times. I have not read it enough. It still contains truths that I still may seek and find, for I have not mastered it, but I know it is true. I know that the testimony of these witnesses recorded in each copy of the Book of Mormon is true, that they stood in the presence of an angel of God who declared unto them that the record as it was translated was correct, that their testimony that God spoke to them from the heavens calling upon them to bear witness of that fact is true, and there is not a soul who cannot receive the testimony if he desires to receive it, by reading this book prayerfully and faithfully, with a desire to know the truth as Moroni has declared by revelation. He shall know the truth regarding the restoration of this scripture given to the ancient inhabitants of this continent, importance of accepting truth. Now this declaration or testimony that I have given is vital to every living soul, for I want to say that if a man unto whom the knowledge of this record comes, and unto whom the testimony has been given that Joseph Smith saw the Father and the Son, and that the gospel was restored by commandment of God and the coming of angels, rejects the testimony and will not follow it through, he will have to face it before the judgment seat of God and give answer why he refused to hearken. So it is a vital message to every soul, every man who rejects this record, who rejects the testimony of Joseph Smith, who declares him to be a false prophet in this book a fraud, who has had this testimony which it contains given unto him, will stand before the judgment seat of God condemned, because the truth was laid before him. He had the opportunity to hear and receive, and in rejecting it he has placed himself in disfavor with his Father in heaven. I will read a verse or two from the testimony of Nephi which is given at the close of the record which he kept. I cannot take time to read it all. You will find it in chapter 33 of 2 Nephi. I will read the last four verses, and I pray the Father in the name of Christ that many of us, if not all, may be saved in his kingdom at that great and last day. And now, my beloved brethren, all those who are of the house of Israel, and all ye ends of the earth, I speak unto you as the voice of one crying from the dust, farewell until that great day shall come, and you that will not partake of the goodness of God, and respect the words of the Jews, and also my words, and the words which shall proceed forth out of the mouth of the Lamb of God, behold, I bid you an everlasting farewell, for these words shall condemn you at the last day, for what I seal on earth shall be brought against you at the judgment bar, for thus hath the Lord commanded me and I must obey. Amen. The Lord bless you, in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen.